the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
After the Civil War, Springfield was in shambles. Inhabitants came back to a war-torn city. This is the setting for Teeth of the Souls, the latest publication by Missouri State's Moon City Press. Dr. Jim Bommelin is my guest today to discuss this piece of historical fiction.
The context of Teeth of Souls is about this a coming back to Springfield of these different ethnic and racial groups and trying to make a living and a life together. It tells us, in the context of historical fiction, how Springfield came about, the Springfield that we understand, and how it grew from Reconstruction post-Civil War to that unfortunate event in 1906, which was, of course, the lynchings on the square. And that turbulent period in American history and in Springfield history is recreated in this historical novel by one of the truly fine up-and-coming historical novelists of our time, whose name is Steve Yates.
The book introduces readers to Leighton Morkin, whose family owned many quarries in the Springfield area. He made a controversial decision to employ African Americans or freed slaves as quarry workers. Another facet of this book is a love triangle involving Leighton. He had grown to love his ex-slave, Judith, but other lynchings in the state due to interracial relationships had shaken Leighton. So instead of following his heart, he married for wealth.
So Leighton instead marries a German woman, a daughter of an individual whose land was next to property that Leighton knew had a wonderful mine underneath it. And so he marries for wealth rather than for love. He marries into a German family. He's Irish. She's German. There's some ethnic friction between them. There's some friction between Judith and Patricia, who is the German wife. Patricia doesn't know exactly how much history there is between Leighton and Judith, the ex-slave. But again, there's rivalry there as well. So it all comes back to the theme, how did we as Springfieldians decide that we were going to live together and work together? And what were the consequences when we did not?
Moon City Press is an academic small press sponsored by the College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University, which concentrates its publishing efforts on urban Springfield. Bommelin said they are passionate about selecting pieces that showcase the history of the Queen City.
Everything that is in this novel in terms of scene, in terms of ambiance, is historically accurate. This is a deeply historical novel, and individuals who think they know Springfield will know it better when they read this book. Now, this book is currently in advance review, meaning that we are hoping to get reviews from area, indeed national, journals and newspapers to bring attention to us, not just to the press, not just to the book, but to Springfield, to Missouri State University. So for the next several months, we will be having various forms of entertainments, roundtables, discussions, and possibly some dramatic monologues giving life to the voices and to the ethnicities that are contained within this novel, because contained within this novel is Springfield, is the history of Springfield, the history that becomes our present. And so we are going to be looking forward to presenting in various media aspects of that living Springfield, all tied ultimately to the celebration of the publication of this novel, The Teeth of the Souls by Steve Yates.
That was Dr. Jim Bommelin, Distinguished Professor of English at Missouri State University. For more information, check out mooncitypress.com. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.